It is I again, your fellow officer. Hello, chums. I come bearing horrible news. Joker has kidnapped Bruce Springsteen. You know what? I'm going to tell you where the lair is. The lair is on... Well, give Jim Gordon a hand. We are talking DC's Harley Quinn Season 1, Episode 6. You're a damn good cop, Jim Gordon. The AfterBuzz After Show starts right now.
I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
We're at a group from a man Ryan in the booth. That, my friend, is how the show presented those things. Because we are talking about one of the best shows on DC, and I think it's the best, to be very honest. Harley Quinn, Season 1, Episode 6, you're a damn good cop, Jim Gordon. And by we, I mean us three, not just me. All the way to my left, we have the one and only Tatiana Marie.
Marisa.
Okay, close. Marisa. I was close. We were close.
Sure, yeah.
Okay?
Okay, sure, yeah.
Maybe Tatiana Marie is your Harley Quinn name, okay? Mm. Her name is Harlene Quinzel.
I need something cooler. Something cooler than that. If you're going to give me a Harley Quinn name, you gotta put more effort into it.
Tatiana Murder.
I was thinking Murderous.
You were thinking Murderous?
Yeah.
I like Murderous.
I can see that. And who was thinking? Chauncey K. Phillip.
No. Chauncey K. Robinson. Hey, y'all.
I was close.
No.
I was close.
Never close.
I am close. But I'll tell you one thing. I am Teron, and I will be your host as we panel on the panel with all of you at home. We're going to be talking DC's Harley Quinn Season 1, Episode 6. You're a damn good cop, Jim Gordon. And we're going to be breaking it down as thus. KG Beast got his own blog, and Harley didn't. The Wayne heist, that was the idea. Had to pull an audible. The audible left us empty-handed. Ooh, did you see what I did there? Anyway, Jim Gordon and Batman, the cowed critic. Yes, the blogger of blogs, Psycho and his ex, Clayface, deserves a hand. Oh, look, he only has one. Okay, you guys are not on board with
Sorry,
the hand jokes.
Giving
Jim and his right hand, Batman and Harley both look good in spandex. How much they are alike. Of course, we have our special segment, How Harley Are You? And some news and gossip, which we will get into. What were your overall thoughts on this episode 6, season 1, DC's Harley Quinn? You're a damn good cop, Jim Gordon.
This is a relationship episode. I had all the feels. Everybody was getting emotional and spilling their hearts out and guts. And, you know, I loved it. I was all feely.
A lot of emotions. Chauncey K.
Yeah, I think this episode, like the previous one, was more about Harley individually. And this one, she grew as how she relates to others. I think that was the that was what I got from that. And also, we just got some other characters. We got a little bit more of Batman. We got a little bit more of Gordon, which I appreciated.
Oh, what are we doing?
I loved him from the first episode.
Being frantic all the time
yes.
definitely makes sense. And yeah. they actually touched on it in this episode where that is why.
Mm-hmm.
He's the commissioner of Gotham.
Gotham, like crime, riddled Gotham.
He's and his losing relationship. His wife and his relationship
yeah.
and his wife.
His relationship is awful. And
emotionless sex.
She might be cheating on him. Like,
maybe.
And, stuff.
And he goes into vivid detail with the Clayface's right hand.
Who he named Bjorn.
The left hand of Clayface, which is so funny. I mean, it was just so funny how it played out. I really like how Gordon brings up to Batman. And Batman's like, we're not friends, Jim. We're co-workers. Co-workers! We're co-workers! And then the screensaver comes on and Jim just doing extra. And it's such a good, interesting dynamic to watch them play out. But of course, we also get a lot of Harley, and Harley is not happy with what's going on because she's not getting the attention she feels like she deserves as she pulls caper after caper and is getting nothing. KG Beast gets a page and she gets so mad at KG Beast on that. Cowed critic, the cowed critic.
Mm.
That was such a good play on that YouTube, Instagram fame and stuff like that.
Very relevant.
Like, yeah, KG Beast gets the article. I don't know. Have you ever been overlooked, Chauncey? Yeah, you have.
No.
Wait a minute.
Yeah, he tried to slip it in. Whatever.
Consensually. So here's the thing. We get the concept of KG Beast, and then, of course, in order to offset it, Harley decides to go with the Wayne heist. I was thinking that someone would point out, you know, Bruce Wayne is Batman, right? I thought that would be something.
I did think that. I thought they were going to slip that in. So it's kind of like, I guess in this particular universe, they still don't know he's Bruce Wayne. I feel like they do, though. I feel like Harley Quinn, when she had it, when she was in the cage, so I was wondering what this button did. So I think she figured it out was him.
I don't know. I didn't feel like she knew it was Bruce Wayne specifically. Of course, we would all think it's very difficult to not know that the superhero with all of the indisposable income of equipment is the richest person in that one particular town.
Yeah.
It would just make sense to me. Similar height, similar build. Where'd you buy that toy? I mean, we saw that in the movie, but I thought that line was going to be slipped in there somewhere.
I bet you it will.
And then everyone would be like, that's stupid. You're crazy. Bruce Wayne's a billionaire playboy and Batman's a superhero. Like, I thought they were going to play on that, but they didn't bring it up at all.
I bet you they will later.
You think so?
Yeah.
What did you think about the Wayne heist, though? Did you think that was the way to get your name known? The invisible motorcycle.
I mean, yeah, I don't see it. I think that's the perfect way to get noticed. You go after the biggest guy and you rob him.
She needs to get noticed. She needs to join the Legion of Doom.
Although, I mean, well, I feel like... Oh, go ahead.
But no, she doesn't even deserve Legionnaire's disease, let alone Legion of Doom.
I did. At first, I was a little worried in the beginning of this episode that it was going to be another I need to prove myself to Joker sort of deal because she was so obsessed with the comments and stuff. But it morphed into something else eventually, which I was happy about because I was a little worried, even though it is an animated series, that it was going to get that one note with the character. And I feel like this writing is so great that it can evolve past that. So I was happy we saw that, but in the beginning it was very much still she needed to be noticed. I thought the heist was haphazard, though. I got why everyone was mad at her.
Everyone was mad, like, why would you want to do this? And especially the audible she pulled. But I think that her need to present herself to Joker and to Legion of Doom has more to do with respect than her obsession with Joker as an ex-lover. I think she is not, it's kind of like being an underrated rapper where you feel that you deserve more acclaim for your bars, and no one's noticing the genius that you're putting. Have you ever been in a cypher and someone says says something?
Yeah, yeah.
I feel like if anyone's been in a cypher, it would be Chauncey K.
Yeah, okay.
Chauncey K is in a cypher, right? And then a rapper says a bar, and they're like, did you hear what I just said? I said it's 16 bars like I was living in Alcatraz or something, right?
Yeah.
And you're just like, yeah, it was cool. And they feel like they have to explain it to you because what they're doing is brilliant.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's where Harley's at. I think it has a lot to do with respect and not as much to do with just Joker being her ex.
I agree with you. I think it has to do with respect. I also think that she wants her crew to do better than what they're capable of. And so I see it. Some of what she's doing, I feel like she's pushing them to be better.
Like she was using the I word a lot and not in the British
version. We heard that.
And it was like, you know, she kept using I, and I don't think I think in the beginning it didn't have anything to do with her henchmen. I think it had to do with the fact that she very much was thinking, I need my respect and you guys are helping me. Like, you guys are the supporting characters in the Harley Quinn, like, you know, comic book here, you know? And so I feel like, although I do think it is about respect a little bit, I do think part of it still is about Joker. I mean, why his team? I mean, there's other groupings of villains in the DC universe.
But the Legion of Doom is the biggest, baddest one. And it's the only one we've been presented in this universe.
Okay.
I mean, realistically, she's not going to get over Joker in a night, right?
It's been 2 months, though.
It would, even
it has
in two
been
months.
Longer. I feel like it's been...
Well, they said 2 months in this episode.
Yes.
Yeah.
So it's going to take, I mean, I feel like Joker has to be filtered out, you know? So he might still be a motive behind, you know, what she's searching for, but I don't think it's a main point.
I think I thought that the cult critic was going to be the Joker.
Yeah.
Nah. I can see that.
I thought so, too.
I thought it was Brad with the good tongue for a second. And I was like, okay.
Oh, he Brad. Ice cream.
You saw that?
Call me.
I wrote down like Brad with the good tongue.
See, I put hearts around his name.
Ivy went looking for him later.
Yeah. He sculpted that ice cream.
Right?
They're just so clever with the things that they do. Audible. Our girl pulls an audible. In the I sense of the word, she went for herself, went to the top secret door, got whatever was in there, and of course, Clayface ends up losing his left hand for it.
Yep.
Which helped Gordon
and then
in
he
turn.
Specifically, I mean, was like, why don't we pull another audible and just get my hand out? I don't understand. You just changed the plan when it came to you. Now when it came to me, you're not trying to change your
Which
plan.
Is why I said it was like she was kind of functioning very selfishly in the beginning of this episode, for sure. She was not caring about Dr. Psycho. She didn't even know where he went.
But in Harley's defense, like, this is her first time leading a crew of people. So, you know, she's not going to be perfect right out the gate. Is she selfish? Yeah, sure. She's kind of selfish in the beginning. But she also doesn't know how to lead anybody. She's been a follower for a very long time. So, you know, I give her some breaks.
Yeah, I mean, and also they're villains. I mean, at the end of the day.
Villains are people, too.
Yeah, or they just kill each other. Like, if someone gets out of hand.
We don't run lines. Where are you running? The concept of the audible where he loses the hand. I didn't think his hand would come alive. And
I didn't think that either.
And tell me, that was the Guardians of Galaxy Groot, right? The hand? The hand was, I felt it mimicked the... When Groot was the little tree and was dancing
well,
a little.
It was a branch for him. It was a branch
But
for
no,
Groot.
I just thought the look and the feel of it.
Okay.
It's actually from, Stretch Armstrong. They have a series on Netflix. I watch it with my daughter. And
Sure you do.
There's a villain on there who actually splits up into pieces. And every time he splits into pieces, it's a different part of himself.
But does it talk the same? Does it have the same feel?
No.
See, I just thought the feel of, like, the way it was drawn, I thought it had a lot of Groot similarity. Mm. The hand, and it looked like the top, and how he was cute. And he's like, okay, I guess I will.
Well, it was like the hamburger helper hand. That's exactly the way it looked, like the hamburger helper hand. I think that was deliberate.
Yeah, I want to know what you guys at home, what was the hand? What did it represent, as in which character did you think it mimicked? I'm going with Groot. Hamburger Helper is Chauncey.
Flex Fighters.
Or Pillsbury Doughboy.
Flex Fighters from Stretch Armstrong.
Flex Fighters. Let's know what you think, because all of you, with your theories and your comments, we appreciate each and every one of you. You share, subscribe, like, spread the word, share the love. We need a bunch more of likes. So please, like. We are the best Harley Quinn after show. And that's not my opinion. That's all of you. So thank you so much. If you're listening to us on iTunes, give us a 5-star rating. We so greatly deserve. And we appreciate you for making us the ESPN of TV Talk. Psycho and his ex. Not just ex-wife, but ex-family.
Yeah.
And, of course, tongue guy.
Brad good time.
Of course we remember his name. Don't make the noise. That's terrible.
It's only terrible. It only sounds terrible. It only sounds terrible.
Okay.
It sounds terrible, but Brad
with the
good tongue.
You know who he's
got
to say he's like Harley this episode?
No. I wasn't like, I don't sculpt my ice cream. So, the complicated sex, that was interesting.
Yes. I did wonder, right? You have to wonder.
It's
how did that
thought.
Work?
It's the first thought. It's only human.
And obviously, they had sex. They have a son.
Yeah.
They have a normal-sized son.
Mm-hmm.
Who...
I can't even explain.
...is such a gamer type.
Emo.
Emo, goth.
My Chemical Romance.
Exactly. A lot of that. That whole trope. What were your thoughts on Psycho's son? Who ended up being the Cal critic, of course.
I kind of looked at him as like a, you know, what people say, a millennial. You know, he's really
That's what those
impressed.
Young people are saying, huh, Tatiana?
I'm not super old. I'm just saying what, you know, old people say millennials are. But he was just, you know, he's very emo and depressed and, you know, gets his feelings out on the internet, you know, making a vlog. So that's kind of how I saw him.
Yeah, I thought it was like 2000s, sort of like My Chemical Romance, sort of a deal with the way they were fashioning him. His name is Herman.
Herman.
It's like, it makes a lot of sense that he'd be online.
And he wants to be a villain.
Yeah, he wants to be a villain like
his
dad. Yeah.
That was sweet.
We got villain parenting. Like,
but didn't want to be under his dad's shadow at the same time. He wanted to make a name for himself.
He did. And the Cal critic, that was such a good play on that whole fame, YouTube fame, Instagram fame. And what about Gigantress and Psycho not getting along in a way?
Well, they did hint at a few episodes back on Tawny that she felt like he was mind controlling her into their relationship. So I guess once that lifted up, she left him.
Do you think he mind controlled her?
I don't think, maybe not the whole time, but she did say that on Tawny. She was like, you, like, manipulated my emotions. So maybe it was one of those things, like, you know, if I have, like, psychic powers, not saying I would do this, but if someone had psychic powers and, like, someone's getting mad at them, maybe they manipulate them to figure, we didn't have an argument. That didn't just happen. You're actually happy that I decided that. So maybe it was moments like that in their marriage, because there's a lot of hostility from her to him, you know?
I'm sure it's extremely frustrating to be married to somebody like that. For his powers specifically.
I feel like he never uses powers on her. I think that was a play on an entire breakup where all of a sudden everything you did was just a horrible thing, but when you were doing it at the time, it was all great or it was just part of the relationship. And then when you're done and it's everything you did was manipulative or psycho or whatever, everyone, I dated this girl. She was crazy. No, she wasn't crazy. You made her crazy, you know?
Yeah.
And vice versa. I just felt like that was the plan.
I mean, she did marry a villain.
Exactly.
So, I mean, she's not necessarily an outstanding woman.
She's also a villain.
Yeah, exactly.
They just had villain problems.
And it was very cool to look at the house, and all of a sudden it was the giant door. It's like a normal house, and then just a giant door. Like, oh, look whose house we're at.
But it's not even her house. It's her boyfriend's house. So it's kind of got, Brad also got her door, which Brad's great.
So Brad is considering her in all aspects of her life, which, Doctor didn't. So
yeah, but you don't know what he's manipulating her with. So Clayface's
hand.
What did you guys think about Clayface's hand? I thought it was the cutest character. It was fun. And especially when Jim Gordon and Bjorn had the conversation. And Jim comes clean. It's like, at first I was trying to trick you, but then you listen to me, and now you're my best friend. Yeah, really? I'm your friend? We're friends?
Yeah, there was a whole montage going on there. Like, nice little 80s, 90s montage of friends playing poker and stuff like that. It was cute.
It was
really good for Gordon. I'm glad that it happened for him because he needed something.
He needed it because his friendship with Batman... Just Batman called him a coworker. That's like the worst thing to call someone.
It's like
I was a friend. Yeah.
Ryan is my coworker. You know, that's like the worst thing.
Ryan.
Right.
Yeah. Ryan. Aww, poor Ryan. So.
But I think Gordon was. I think Gordon was also using it as bait. You know, to kind of make Batman jealous in the end. So.
Oh, he was because as soon as Batman was like, okay, fine, because Harley kind of. Trick Batman into saying, hey, this is your friend, you need to find him and help him. It's like, all right, fine. And Jim Gordon, yeah, okay! And then just completely dropped Bjorn like it was nothing.
Poor Bjorn.
Yeah. But Jim couldn't shoot Bjorn either. He wasn't going to shoot Clayface.
No, because once he joined with Clayface, which was also kind of funny and sad because he's like, I'll never forget. And then he just like becomes molded back in.
And he's nothing
again.
Exactly.
You know, it was also funny with Clayface without the arm trying to function as the character.
And wanting to, I could be a one-armed casting for 27 hours.
I honestly laughed out loud though when he became the cop. And he was like, what could be the reason I love diabetes? Wait a minute, what?
Because he's a black cop.
Yes,
possibly.
That's exactly.
Exactly.
What I thought.
Exactly.
I was like, holy crap.
Yeah.
He brought it there.
Yeah, they did.
Right?
He brought it there.
They knew what they were doing.
Diabetes.
They knew what they were doing.
Wow.
They knew what they were doing. I enjoyed but Batman and Harley. Harley mentions to Batman how they're a lot more similar than Batman thinks.
Mm-hmm.
And like they both look good in spandex, and he's like, no, this is a polymer bodysuit like going off.
Molded.
But
he goes, I have trouble with emotion.
Yeah, exactly.
And vocabulary.
And vocabulary.
Yeah.
It's so smart. So fun. But do you think Harley and Batman are similar?
Yeah, absolutely. I think they are. Batman's just not crazy, but I bet you believe
I think
all
Batman is crazy, just to let you know.
Well, he's a guy who runs around in a bat suit. I get it.
It's
but
just,
like,
he's crazy and it benefits us as opposed to crazy and it always hurts us.
He just shoves down all of his feelings and Harley acts out all of her feelings. That's the only difference between the two.
Ooh.
Well, I think Batman, I mean, I love Batman. I think he's a vigilante in some ways, but
In some ways.
In what ways
is he
and
not?
And other times he's order. You know, he's structure. While Joker, reason being Joker is like his arch nemesis is because Joker is straight chaos. So I think in that regard, what we're finding with Harley is that we're trying to figure out through this series, where does she stand in that? You know, like she's not complete chaos thus far. She's getting some structure. So it's also almost kind of like, who is Harley closer to? Because I don't think, I think there's times when she's like Joker. I think there's times when she's like Batman, you know, and maybe they're trying to figure out who she leans towards more.
Well, I'm trying to figure out who you lean towards more as we play our special segment game, How Harley Are You? We pick a scene from the show or an action done by a character and relate it to ourselves. Tatiana, how Harley are you?
Why'd you guys start with me? I think the part that I identified with most was when Jim couldn't shoot the hand. Then it went back because he related to him so quickly. I mean, it wasn't a long
I'll never forget
of time. You know, he related to him so quickly, and so that's where that that sympathy really showed, the empathy, and I identify with that. He has a heart. Jim has a heart.
Yeah.
Chauncey?
I kind of identified with the comment section looking at certain things people were saying when she finally reads something that someone says she thinks is going to be sweet and it's like, sit on my face, you know?
She'll be nominated to sit on my face.
I guess I should have read that through before I went out loud. You know, it's just, you know, you read stuff online and it's also, it can like change your, you know, perception. It can affect you and stuff. And sometimes that's why people got to get off of social media and things of that nature. So, yeah, I saw that.
Okay. I relate the most to the Joker.
Again.
Joker wasn't even in this episode.
Yeah, I was going to say, why?
Okay, fine. I am Batman when he calls Jim Gordon the coworker. I am Batman.
So not Batman when it says he's bad with emotions.
No, Batman the coworker.
That's one and the same, isn't it? Where Batman, it's bad with emotions.
You're a coworker.
I'm Jim Gordon.
You're
and Brian is Jim Gordon, guys.
That's how it works. Let's get into some news and gossip, shall we?
TV News.
So our good friends at Digital Spy, who we love to read there, they have excellent articles and post a lot of breaking news. They specifically reported on Harley Quinn is a series made to change Aquaman's portrayal by DC. And by Aquaman portrayal, I don't mean Aquaman actually in who he is or the character, but the fact that Aquaman, the King of Atlantis, plays by Jason Momoa, of course, in the world of DC, was such a bro, they wanted to show the other side and add a lot of girl power. And that's why DC's animated series Harley Quinn, it was forced to change that depiction. Aquaman was very bro-y and we all felt that, especially it was played by a character who's also very much a bro. By the way, Aquaman 2 is completely mapped out. It will be coming out very soon in this new shape form of DC Universe. They kept everything almost as Harley Quinn original material. The only thing they took out that they were asked by take out by DC is we had to take out take on Aquaman that I was in a direction. I don't think they wanted Aquaman to go down. So we're waiting to find out what this direction is, and we will see it, and I can't wait to do so. And you know what else I can't wait to do so? Find you on social media.
Wow.
Tati, Yana, Marissa, Maria.
All of those. You can find me at Tatiana Marisa on all social media platforms.
Chauncey K.
Robinson. You can find me on Rotten Tomatoes as I am a Rotten Tomatoes verified film and TV critic, and also on my YouTube channel, Twisted Woman CKR.
And what about you, Ryan Nilsson, whose name I know all the way through?
You can find me at Ryan Nilsson.
Thank you, Ryan. So. It's not your show, buddy. Okay, calm down. Half of the Dream Team, you can also find us talking all that Watchmen stuff that you're going to love. And if you don't love Watchmen, I don't know who you are. I am Tehran. Find me at IamTehran all across the board. And, of course, hosting and paneling on a slew of other AfterBuzz After Shows, because all of your favorite TV shows are my favorite TV shows, too. Until next time, we're going to be talking way more Harley Quinn. This is by far my favorite show on television after Watchmen. But way above Supergirl. Bye!
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.